Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
It's episode 11. We're talking about Vicky being a biker babe. Kelly's kid is now a theater star, and Gina's still a little bit delusional. Tune in.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Where's my ball?
Come on, Crossroads.
Okay, thank you. The Britney Army is in the house. It's episode 11. It's AfterBuzz's Real Housewives of Orange County After Show. I'm your host, Hollywood Leanne. I have Maite and Howard III with me.
Hey,
y'all.
Thomas is missing. Haley's missing. We can't find them. Tweet them. Ask them where they're at. I'm just kidding. They're out doing big things. We're all doing big things. Make sure to follow us on all the things. Mm-hmm. We're going to get it started. You guys, Vicky's a biker babe.
Since when? And she has the matching outfit to go with.
Oh my god, she was so obvious.
Right? She's like, I am a biker babe. Let me get my hat. I'm gonna get my little shirt. I'm gonna get my vest. I'm going with my man.
Ooh, out with my man. I'm standing by my man.
Mm-hmm. I'm not gonna let my man go to the shop by himself. He's too cute.
Exactly.
That's the Vicky Blees.
Those veneers are popping. We have a lot to talk about tonight.
Yeah.
We're going to break it down for you guys. We have a news and gossip section for you guys. We're going to do your tweets. And we're obviously going to be talking about these ladies because that's what they do. They talk and that's what we do. We break it down for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Steve and those veneers. You guys, I feel like Vicky paid for the bike.
Mm-hmm.
And then we all pretended that he got it. How do we feel about this? And have you been on a bike before? Let's start with that.
I have not been on a bike before, and I would not scream as crazy as Vicky did. And the way that he kept his cool, I was like, okay, all right, Steve, I get it. She paid for it, so that's why you have to keep up with that.
Exactly.
So true. I haven't been on a bike either.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, after tonight, I don't even know if I want to be on a bike. Like, Vicky kind of just ruined it for me. I said, girl, all that screaming? All that? But whatever, and I'm pretty sure she did pay for that bike.
Yeah, totally.
Okay, so here goes mine. I've totally been on a bike before, and Vicky was me, and I was Vicky.
Oh, no. I
was screaming the whole time. It was with the cowboy, and I was doing a show about cowboys, and he took me on a bike ride, and it was terrifying, and it was on the freeway, and I screamed the whole time.
Wow. Yeah.
Back to the show. So Vicky's got the shirt. Steve's got a bike. We're not sure if she bought it or not. It's unclear, but she was screaming on the mountain. It was really, really funny. They go to a biker bar where Vicky orders a protein-style burger.
And a Coke.
She's a rebel.
Mm-hmm.
She's changed.
She's like, where's your beer?
She's changed. You know?
Exactly.
Or like, vodka.
You're not driving. You're holding on in the back.
Seriously.
Like,
but I'm like, who makes protein style at like a bar like that? Like, you would never like think about that.
I'm surprised if she told them. Like, look, we're going to serve it to you the way you want. Just take the bun off.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm like so shocked that they just knew. I feel like she told them like, no boo, no bun, no mayonnaise, no nothing. Just, you know, burger patty and lettuce.
Mm-hmm.
She's doing the keto diet.
Oh, Lord.
Shannon is packing her pills. And you know what? I am not mad at her, okay? We've all seen Sex in the City, too.
Mm-hmm.
And Samantha talks about the importance of vitamins.
Yep.
Those were too many vitamins, though. And I said, where is your little daily thing? The little Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday?
There's too many to fit in those little things.
I was wondering where that was, too. I'm like, you should have a little chic one like Samantha did. It was like all diamond and blinged out.
That's a lot of vitamins.
Pack.
Well, when you take as many, you got to have a little assortment. You got to have a little organization.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're going to pop those pills right. She's out and about, QVC. She's talking about raising kids with three different, I mean, raising three kids with two different parenting styles. You know, David is more laxed, obviously. Mm-hmm. You know, he's dating somebody younger. He's kind of being the rebel. He's going through something, definitely. He went out and bought a Porsche. Mm-hmm. Which, one of the children stole, but we'll talk about that later. For now, Gina's having lunch with her parents, and I like her parents. They're shocked and concerned about the divorce, which speaks a lot. Dad is still working, but you can tell that they want to be there for their daughter and their grandkids.
Yes.
Let's talk about that.
I think they're such like a supportive family that at the end of the day, she should only be focused on her parents and what they think.
Yeah.
But the fact that they were shocked, that was shocking to me. But then I'm like,
it speaks a lot.
Maybe Gina just holds a lot to herself and she doesn't say much. Or maybe they know the real reason and they don't want to say it either.
Ooh. Or maybe they're just in the dark like all of us and she's just going with this story that they've really just... she's going for. I mean, we don't hear a peep from him, so I don't know.
Very true. But it seems like Gina and her parents have a really good relationship. Yeah. So I'm like, if they're shot, what's going on, Gina? Was this just out of the blue for them, too? Which would suck. And I like how they're going to move, though. They're thinking about moving to California.
Yeah, I like that,
too. I do like that.
That is really, really cute.
That's dedication to your child.
Yeah.
It really does bring up a lot of red flags. So everyone that was on... You know, the comments that we got for Gina about us not being supportive. You guys, this is red flags. This says something.
Yeah.
Yes. When the parents are like, oh, God, maybe you should go to therapy. We don't know anything. We don't know anything about marriage and divorce over here. Mm-hmm. It's like the blind leading the blind. And these ladies don't know what they're talking about either. Go to therapy, girl.
Well, it's also like, I feel like it's a generational thing. Yeah. I think it was Vicky who brought it up. Was it Vicky or was it Gina?
Was.
Yeah,
it was.
And she's like, it is a generational thing. But the fact that Gina just so confident, she's like, I don't need their advice. I don't go to them for advice. I'm just letting them know, filling them in.
I like that.
But I don't need it, you know? So I think maybe the girls are probably going to back off a little bit. But the little preview to next week, I mean, I kind of saw her breaking down a lot more.
Exactly. Right. Well, the truth always comes out. Mm-hmm. You know, you try to hold that lid on tight. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she does bring up the ladies. She said she wants supports, but it's confusing. It's just confusing because obviously stuff is going to come out later that we're seeing. You can't hold it in and be like, I am going to be fine the entire time.
Exactly.
No, sometimes the strongest glass breaks.
She needs health insurance, too.
I know.
Okay, come on.
With the shade.
Well, I know.
She was like, well, you know you're not going to be on his insurance plan once y'all divorce.
She's like, what?
You know it's illegal, right, to keep you on there.
Vicky is playing the game right. I just wish she would bring more of her old self to it, but I love that there's still that Vicky in there because she was selling us insurance.
She sure was, in a shady way.
While apologizing and going through all sorts of stuff.
Yeah.
We open up with Emily and Perry talking outside in their OC house. Gorgeous view, by the way. She opens up that she's lost five kids. She's had a miscarriage that involved twins at 4 months. It was very traumatic. It was super devastating to watch on the show. It obviously, we know nothing about this also, so all we can do is send our empathy. That's awful. She's gone through some really bad things.
Yeah, and props to her for being so open about it, because that's so tough. And when she was crying, I felt it. I was like, oh, my God. But then Shane, too. It's like, you know how like, tough she's had it. Why not grant her one more kid?
Exactly.
What's one more child?
This is two different subjects here.
Uh-oh.
What she's been through is awful. But we need to put a clear line because having another kid is a whole different thing. I totally don't see where that's coming from.
You don't?
You don't? She wants the bond.
I know. I get it. But she has so many already.
But she has the money for it and she wants sure it. So she should have it.
I feel like if you can afford it.
I just see what's happening on the show. She has the little ones already and she says it's a lot. That's what I'm saying. I'm not trying to tell anybody what to do. I'm just saying, girl, isn't it a lot already?
Yeah.
You know what it is? She's got that Mormon husband. They love to build big families, Mormon.
That's true.
They love the numbers. You do you, boo.
Mm-hmm.
She might not be Mormon, but she has Mormon family values.
The Mormon family values.
They love to have a big family. You know what? I'm not mad about it. I'm just saying it's a lot.
Yeah. Do you think he'll give in and grant her like another kid?
It doesn't look like it.
No.
It doesn't. I say at least when the daughter gets a little bit older. I could see it when she's maybe like 8, 9, and they're kind of like, okay, okay, let's just have one more, you know? Then the son will be a little bit older.
And the other reason that I'm saying I don't think it's a great idea, only because she's in this new path on her life. She's now on TV. Her kids are growing up. She's finding her voice and, like, finding her way and finding her role on this show. I feel like, I don't know, that's just like a whole new ball game. Which is fine.
Bring in another kid in.
Yeah, I just thought, like, can we finish this baseball game first? And then, like, you know, move on to...
For her, time is ticking. Exactly. And she wants to have
it. Okay, you know what?
I know. And
you do you, boo.
Yeah.
And I'm like, are you nervous? You know, because she did go through all that and losing so much blood, like she said. Yeah. And I'm like, ooh, you want to try surrogate? You know,
I had a friend go through that. I had a friend that almost, like, her child was basically sucking the life out of her.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
He was so big, and she's so tiny. Like, he basically took all of her nutrients. Wow. She is up there with Kim Kardashian in that special, like...
She has the same thing that Kate
Middleton had, where...
I know, yeah.
Like, the pregnancy does not agree with her body, so she's not allowed to have any more, like, doctor's orders, and she doesn't want any more. She has two.
Wow.
You know?
God bless her.
So, I feel like, yeah, it's... you know, you do you.
Different ball game.
I'm not going to tell anybody what to do, but yeah, I just feel like it's a lot. Mm-hmm. And they're in a new phase in their life. Shannon and Tamara are now bootless.
Yeah.
They're bootless.
I know.
Shannon is asking about Eddie. This is good. She's like, how's Eddie?
Progress. Right away? Progress.
I'm telling you. Mm-hmm. She's there to support Shannon. Shannon doesn't like to be scripted. They're in Philadelphia. I've never been, but apparently they light their mojitos on fire. Did you see that?
Mm-hmm. Now I got something to say.
What's up? Spill it.
So,
go ahead.
QVC headquarters is in Pennsylvania, not Philadelphia.
Why did it say Philadelphia?
I have
all
no
over
idea
show?
Why it said. So, it had PA. So, whoever was doing the editing or something probably didn't realize that PA stands for Pennsylvania.
Oh,
not
bravo.
Philadelphia. Oh. So, everywhere they kept on saying Philly, Philly, Philly. And I'm like, Philly? I was like, where's QVC headquarters? So someone tweeted it out, which we're going to see later on as well. And I looked it up. I'm like, ooh, they got it wrong.
Make sure to tune into our news and gossip and our tweets because we are doing revelations over here.
Uh-huh. We have more.
We're doing evidence. We're doing detective work. Mm-hmm. We're serving our country. One Bravo show at a time. So make sure to tune in. Keep up with us. Keep up with us. Jolie is a local actress, which I love.
I love it too.
Yeah. Kelly is supporting her daughter, which I love as well. Then Kelly's like, I just feel like all those kids are nerds. And you know what?
Are they? We are.
We are nerds in our hearts forever. God bless the theater kids. It's the kids that don't get accepted. It's the kids that are weird. It's the kids that are too big, too small, too gay, too not gay, or not popular enough. Everyone goes to theater.
It's an outlet of expression.
Yeah.
Maite, I feel like you have something to say. Were you too cool for theater?
No, I wasn't too cool. I was actually in, I was in theater in high school.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
So, but that's what I meant. Like, it's an outlet of expression. Like, I wasn't the most popular kid in school. Yeah. And that, to me, was just somewhere that I would go and be myself without having anyone judge you or say anything about you. You know what I mean? That's what I meant, like an outlet of expression. Like,
she's auditioning for Oliver. I love that. She's doing musical theater. Mm-hmm. Did you guys catch that shade that she threw at Michael?
Yeah.
She's like, she didn't get it from me. She got all that musical theater from Michael.
And she did a little jazz hands.
I'm like, Kelly, funny, but we know it's not true. So.
I know. Mm-hmm. I still feel like Kelly was low-key just throwing shade at her own daughter. Like, she just looked like she wanted to laugh. I know. I was like, girl, you know, your daughter's taking this seriously.
Poor Jolie.
And she's over there like, how do they keep their mouth serious? Like, I'm over there busting up.
You know what, though? Jolie is so used to it. She's like, yep, that's my mom. There's nothing I can do about that.
Exactly. I loved it.
Jolie was doing it. Hitting her eight count and all.
Exactly.
Boom, boom. Yes.
So
doing her warm up. Kick and a turn. You do you, boo. I want to know the update. Let us know. Actually, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Did she get into the play?
I want to know if she got in. So we'll tweet Kelly later because she's been tweeting me lately. We're going to find out in our news and gossip section and tweets. So make sure to stay tuned. Mm-hmm. Gina and Vicky are having coffee. You can tell that Gina's not totally thrilled to be talking to Vicky. And Gina kind of schools Vicky in a sense. She's like, you know what? Stop. Why do you do all that regretful stuff? Like, you're in a good place. You have a fabulous life. You have a fabulous man. You know, that you love. Why are you always talking about Don and how you did him wrong and everything?
Yes.
We know you did him wrong, boo.
Oh, my God.
But why bring up all that? It would stir the new waters with Steve, in my opinion.
Yes.
I would be like, What you want? You want that past life or do you want what's in front of you?
Mm-hmm. Can I Let's just say, Gina checked her and told her everything, like in a sentence. She's like, why are you so concerned? What's up with Don? Why do you keep on going back to this? You need to let this go. It's mm-hmm. like, yes, finally someone is saying this to Mickey. It's like every single episode she's bringing up Don and how she's regretful of it. It's like, if you regret it that much, why don't you just go back?
Exactly.
And get that closure. Or get that closure or something and move on.
Tom's like, don't you get out of here with that. Exactly. He would.
I mean, she's got Steve she's now, being right?
ridiculous. Exactly. It's like, if I was Steve, I'd be like, well, why don't you just go back to your ex? Like, you keep talking about, oh, 8 years ago, I'd be a better wife. Oh, 21 years ago, I'd be a better wife. Yeah. I just would have shook my booty a little bit more.
Like, girl, come on.
Exactly. Times are changing, and you know people are changing, and you've changed, too.
Be in the now. You're with the great man now that you say you love. You know, you buying them bikes, you buy them houses. Like, veneers. Do what you need to do. Mm-hmm. Veneers. And that's some pretty penny, okay? So...
I think he came with the veneers.
Oh, he came with
that. He might have been a little TV prep.
Steve and veneers all together. Okay.
He might have been a little TV prep. But you know what? I don't... Yeah, the Vicky thing is very, very conflicting to me because here's the thing. We can all appreciate the history. We love mm-hmm, the history. Mm-hmm. It's taught us, you know? We should learn from the history but not repeat it because history has a tendency of repeating itself. So dwelling in the past to me is completely just... a big waste of time, in my opinion, especially mm-hmm. when it comes to Vicky and the kind of life that she lives, especially when you're offering up insurance. Like,
exactly.
Are we talking about current, future, or are we talking about what happened 10 minutes ago? Because I don't need insurance for that.
Right? Yes. It's okay to just reference your past very briefly, like I was just in a bad relationship, you know, mm-hmm. or I miss my old, like, not I miss my old man, but, you know, just...
make a reference and move keep on. Moving. Kind of mm-hmm. like Shannon did with the QVC presentation. She mentioned the past, but then kept going. She was herself... We're in Philly. Are we in Philly or are we?
We're supposed to be in Pennsylvania.
We're in Philly, Pennsylvania. Wait, no, I wrote in Philly.
That's because they said Philly. They kept on mentioning Philly.
Oh, but we're supposed to be in Pennsylvania.
Right.
I don't know where we are.
We're in the cold. Shannon we know it's cold.
Exactly. Shannon is about to go live. So they're having some drinks and... I was kind of living for the Heather flashback.
Me too. I miss Heather. Okay,
let me just say though.
I do miss her.
I was never a Heather fan. You know what I mean?
But I don't know what you mean. What do you mean?
I was living for this flashback. I'm like, oh, we need her on or something.
We do a little guest appearance.
Oh, you know what? It just reminded me of a time when the show was just so good.
Mm-hmm. I need to see her. We're like flashback in our head, our minds.
Like, remember when she kicked Shannon out of her house? Like, how good was that? You need to leave. Uh-huh. Oh, so good. And just even her reactions, like when Kelly called Shannon a C-word, and then Heather decided this was disgusting, and that she had to leave. Enough. Oh, you know what? Maybe we do need her back. Bring that pretentious girl back in here. I always bring this up. I saw her at the OC Fair.
You did? Wow.
Yeah. And no one was allowed to go near her. And Terry was taking pictures with everybody.
Aww.
I'm like, Heather.
Was she
like Terry?
Yeah. I heard she's nice, though.
Terry, we should give Terry a hug. We should give Terry a little orange. He loves TV. Y'all watch Botched?
I do.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so
Terry and Shane.
Okay,
with the
Tamara brings up David's new car. She brings up David, which Shannon's face kind of got a little white. But apparently, Sophie stole the car and hit the mirror. I've totally done this before.
Me too.
I used to steal my parents' car in the middle of the night. That's how I learned how to drive.
I did too.
Is it a Latina thing?
I think so, but I took the car to go to In-N-Out, and on the drive-through, I didn't make a right turn, so I scratched the entire car.
Oh my God. I did that at Taco Bell, but what happened was I was ordering, and I had turned the wheel too hard, so I was like, all right, when he was like, pull up to the next window. I stepped on the gas and I went into the sign.
No.
I thought I was going to be like totally responsible. I pulled up to the window. He had no idea.
Oh, no. You just take off. You go.
Exactly.
No, I wanted my food.
Well, after you get your food.
Exactly.
Don't mess with my food. Don't mess with my food. So, yeah, it was really, really interesting that Tamara's like bringing up David in front of Shannon, but whatever. Mm. Shannon is at QVC. She's taking some time you know, in the dressing room, and she has her outfit, and then Tamara later brings up the fact that she doesn't like the outfit. How come you guys didn't talk about this before? Like, exactly. This is what I'm wearing. Do you approve? Wearing Kelly's jacket. Mm-hmm. That was kind of weird.
Right? I mean, it was a cute jacket. I do see how they said that it was a little bit small, just like right at like the forearm here. But it was still very cute. Yeah.
It went, the color scheme went with the backdrop.
Right.
And with the host, the QVC host, too. She was wearing a little blue. So she was, like, in theme. And Kelly was so proud, too, to be, like, I dressed her. I styled her. And she had the whole little party.
Speaking of the QVC host, how shady were them at freaking QVC? They were so shady.
Yeah.
The one with the Hermes belt, totally fabulous, but you are shady. She was like, this is why we won't have you back, Shannon.
Shannon's she did yell. What
if they asked, I know. Why.
She was funny about it. And you know Shannon gets nervous. When she gets nervous, she gets really high-pitched.
But I was like, don't they just want her to take the food out the microwave?
No, it was too much.
I said, like, Shannon, come on, girl. Shannon, you do this every night.
Look, all you have to do is, look, I'm opening a microwave. Look, I'm getting food out, and I'm still looking at the camera.
Yes.
This is the salmon cream cheese. She turned off. All the way around, made this weird face,
and then winked.
They were like, "Oh no, this is way too much. She cannot handle it. We're gonna have to cut it. Let's just cut it. Let's cut it." They were acting like she wasn't even there, and Shannon was like getting all flustered from it. Girl, they're just directing. They're seeing what's gonna be best for you,
yes.
And what's best for you is if you just stand there and talk and be yourself.
Be yourself, girl.
Be yourself.
I don't understand. I'm like, you just took the pizza out the microwave before you got here.
You know what though? What cracked me up was that on the title from that lady who kept on trying to direct everything. Underneath her title was like a senior culinary stylist.
Which that one? So which cute. One?
The one who took out the food out of the microwave.
Oh my god!
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
She must get paid the big dollars at QVC.
Yeah, to be a senior culinary stylist. Like, imagine that.
QVC is a huge company.
It sure is.
We're a big company. Make sure to be subscribing to our after shows and to our YouTube channels. Subscribe to one or more of our channels and we'll shout you out. Make sure to comment that you're subscribing and that you're watching. We love that you guys always comment and you guys are in the live chat with us. We really, really appreciate it. So make sure to shout out that you are subscribing to one or more of our channels and we'll shout you out because we love you guys. And we have so many shows, dramas, sci-fi, reality shows, obviously. What do you guys do?
Oh, Shaws of Sunset.
Oh my god, how is MJ?
Amazing. Oh, yes. She is so small, petite, and she's the nicest person. I love her.
We're going to have to really talk about it afterwards. Mm-hmm. Howard?
Keeping up with the Kardashians. Of course I got to keep up with Khloe. You know she's my girl.
Ooh, exactly, guys. So make sure to always be subscribing and commenting and stay with us. We're the ESPN of talk, and thank you for helping us make us that. We really, really appreciate it. Yeah, I used to steal my parents' car. There's shady people at QVC. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, Shannon really delivered, and she was herself.
Yeah.
It was great. She grabbed her fat on national television.
When she did that, Howard and I both looked at each other. We're like, oh my god, you're not supposed to do that. What are you thinking?
He's like, we would have never known that was there. Exactly. Now we're all looking at it.
I'm like, girl, no, you didn't just grab a full roll on TV like that.
I know. We have to pretend it's not there, girl. That's why I'm wearing black right now. It's slimming.
What did she drop? Was it a piece of paper?
She dropped one of her cue cards, and instead of just leaving it, she was like, I'm gonna get it. She bent, which would have been fine, except she did it at the same time that somebody else was doing an action on set. So it was like a dead moment, which we don't like on live TV, because even half a second in here seems like an eternity. Even for you guys, it might not be anything, but for us, it seems like everything moves in very slow time when you're on live TV. That's why it feels like it just ends like that, because it really does go fast. But for us, we're in a daze.
Right.
And we're just like, what's
going
happening?
With the movement.
Exactly. Especially when it's your first time like that. First time on live TV, it's really, really intimidating.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Tell us about it. We know.
I know.
We know exactly how that feels.
Honey,
the first time
I'll be
here.
Stuttering all the damn time. I'll be saying things. You know, you just put your foot in your mouth all the time.
All the time. That's us.
That's the ladies of Orange County. That's why we're here. The cream cheese comment really had me going, and that's when the shady comment came in. Mm-hmm. But I feel like she was just being herself. And Kelly's having the girls over. It was really nice little champagne.
It was cute.
Very supportive.
Very cute. And her little love shack was real. Oh, I said, girl, is this a 3-bedroom? Like, how tiny is this?
Where is this the act?
Very spacious.
What neighborhood is this?
I just don't like those stairs, though. I don't know if I could do the stairs every day. You know, I'm coming home after a few drinks. Who gonna put me upstairs? Because I'm not doing this whole little spiral staircase with you. No, I'm sleeping at the neighbors downstairs.
Yeah, the outside is deceiving to the inside. Exactly. It looks so much better once you get in. And that wallpaper, I love it.
Kelly's house was nice. I was really feeling it. And I feel like it was nice for her to have that little soiree. Her and Shannon came a long way.
Yes.
But I knew, like, that one time at the bar when they were like, she was like, I like you. You're fun. I knew they were going to really be good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Shannon always gives the new people a little hard time.
Yeah, I love that Kelly took that initiative and she had all the girls over and they were talking about it. Like, it just showed that whole section was like, the segment, they were like, they're so supportive towards Shannon. And I hope Shannon looked back and was like,
they tried to call in, too. They got hung up on.
That was hilarious. Vicky? Oh, how did, what's her name?
What is up with the voices? Y'all always play calling somebody.
Sounding like Vicky?
This is Vicky Gumbelson.
That's why we're hanging up on you.
Exactly. I said, I want to hung up on you, too.
Exactly.
I'm Shannon's best friend. Okay.
Yeah.
I've been like, what's your credit card number? We're here to, like, make a purchase, aren't
we? Exactly.
I don't care what you're friends with. Tamara just didn't even know all the right terminology. I feel like she was a great friend supporting, but girl, know all the terms. She's like, good luck. I'm like, you don't say good luck when someone is about to go on stage.
You don't.
You say break a leg. Oh, wait, her leg is already fractured.
It's already, yeah. I'll break the other one.
We're not breaking legs over here. No more legs.
Oh, my God. It just reminds me. Do you guys ever watch I Love New York?
Yes.
When she went to that audition and the girl was like, break a leg. And she goes, I don't have to break a leg. You know why? Because I'm going to get the part. And she goes in there. She was like, she was telling me in there to go break a leg. And they're like, that's a figure of speech. It's like, good luck in the theater.
Oh,
man. I loved Shannon on TV. She made it happen. At the end of the day, she made it happen. And that's what's important. QVC does not play around. They tell you right there and then if it worked. They tell you right then the numbers before you even leave.
That's nerve-wracking. Like,
they're
like,
oh,
right,
the shrimp
stage
already sold out, but that's about it. Everything else is going still good, though. Like, I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm just coming off stage. You know, I'm thinking I'm killing it. You only sold 2 items. Excuse me?
Yeah.
Like, I just killed it.
Let me go on Instagram and tell everyone to buy something.
Exactly.
Like, it was really crazy. I feel like they could have capitalized a little bit more. Like, I would have been on, Shannon should have had someone live on her Instagram. Because I didn't even know that this was happening until, after it happened.
Ooh, that's a good idea.
That's what Tamara should have been doing. Tamara should have been in the stage area and kind of, like, going live. Okay, here you go, you know,
come
putting
on,
your
Tamara
orders with me.
Step it up.
Tamara.
It was you, girl.
I love it. They tell you right then if you succeed or not, which is good. I don't like that waiting period. I like to know. I don't like
that. That looked like so much food, though. Like, it was everything like a different meal, I wonder?
I know. They should have showed, like, the 5 different types. Like, I feel like I saw a meal prep station.
Yeah.
And I saw white rice everywhere and salmon on top of everything.
Everywhere.
Yes. It just looked too much, too busy. I was like, wait, what's that shrimp? What's this?
They should have had the 5 things highlighted.
Yeah, but then again, you know, they probably brought everything down.
Oh, yeah,
because that was like a 7 or 8 minute.
I was craving the salmon with the cream cheese on the rice. It did look good.
I said, that's in a bag?
I don't know about the 450 calories, though.
No, I can't.
Put a little butter on that.
We'll make the same on the side to the main dish, you know.
All right, guys, let's get into our tweets. Oh. We have a lot of tweets to tell you guys about tonight.
Yes.
Tweet, guys. Make sure to be following us on Twitter because we will shout you out. Mm-hmm. Make sure to actually tweet us the tweet, though, and be like, this is what I tweeted. I tweeted tonight. Kelly tweeted me tonight. Mm-hmm. She'd be liking our tweets. Maite, take it away.
So this one comes from James. He put, okay, as a mother, Vicky, you should know better than to even bring up the kids if Gina is being selfish. She's not, by the way. Selfish would be staying in a loveless marriage, spending all the money while the nanny watches the kids. Gina is not that kind of housewife.
Ooh.
A few episodes in and we already know she's not that kind of housewife.
Yeah.
Danny Thomas says, I keep laughing while watching tonight's Real Housewives of OC because QVC headquarters are in Westchester, PA, which is very much not Philadelphia. Ooh. So she called that out. And then we jump into, oh my God. So I don't know if you guys remember this, but
the B-roll is hilarious. Right.
Mary McGland says, what is going on here at Bravo TV? Why is Attack of the 50-Foot butt on Real Housewives of OC acting like a curtain to the next scene? 1980s editing at its finest. Seriously, this was such a slow moment when we were watching it. We're like, are you kidding? It was just the B-roll was so slow.
I was typing on my computer during that part.
Oh. It was like her booty cheeks kept bouncing.
I know. Like, why is the booty entering the next scene?
You guys get to just watch it and enjoy it and laugh. We have to watch and take notes and break it down for you guys.
Yes.
There's some hard work over here.
Courtney Smith says, why don't any of the housewives ever go to like Olive Garden or Red Robin or P.F. Chang's? Save them some dinero while still eating delicious grub. That is so true.
Courtney Smith, you are my hero. I completely agree with you.
Yeah.
I love all of those chains, and we would appreciate if those chains sent us some food because we're starving over here. We're starving. Can't you tell I'm tiny?
Oh my gosh, all I had was water today.
All I had is tea.
All I had was a seltzer water. So Kelly tweeted me tonight.
Shocker.
I tweeted, Kelly, I love that Jolie is a total theater kid. This is what I tweeted. I said, I love that Jolie is a theater kid. And yes, Kelly Dodd, most of us are always theater nerds forever and ever in our small little hearts.
Love it.
The theater kids always live on and they always end up doing good things, everybody. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So be proud. I love that. Make sure you're following us because we're tweeting these ladies. We're keeping up with the live stuff. Yes. We're letting you guys know the news as it's happening. Let's get into our news.
AfterBuzz TV News.
The ladies are just really giving us everything that they're giving us on the show. I don't know if they're in talks with other blogs, but I feel like as soon as an episode comes out, all of these articles come out, like Reality Blur, People.com, mm-hmm. Reality TV. Thanks for the plug, guys. Mm-hmm. I feel like they all just release articles giving us stuff that we already know. So there's an article that came out that Vicky is saying, maybe I was too hard on Gina. And it was really, really tough to watch. So I feel like I just need to learn how to watch and be more supportive instead of giving her a hard time. So she feels bad about that. But what she doesn't feel bad about is the Kelly thing. Her and Kelly are at odds. Even up until right now, she's
still
saying, wow. Yeah, Vicky, just the article just came out on People. It's a picture of Kelly and it's a picture of Vicky and Steve at a ball game. And the article says that Vicky's saying, I'm not playing nice with Kelly until she apologizes to Steve.
Ooh.
And she's like, we were really good friends, but I know that she feels a certain way because Steve is friends with Michael. But
yes.
I'm her friend and I'll always care for her, but she's not playing nice.
Mm-mm.
You broke girl code though. Sure, Vicky broke girl code. I feel like this is a result of what you've done. Like,
yeah. And Kelly was always by her side, even last season when no one was on her side.
Exactly.
On Vicky's side.
Mm-hmm. And I even just a couple episodes when Kelly was crying in her house and stuff, like,
yeah.
I would have felt really bad and I would have been like, you know what? I'm so sorry. Mm-hmm. Instead of like calling her a child and treating her like she was like some petulant toddler.
Yeah.
Come on, Vicky, be a better friend. I don't get that. Let's do our predictions. We obviously saw a mid-trailer coming up, and it gave us some really good stuff.
Oh, no.
Gina talking about Vicky's gobble being gone.
Oh, yeah.
That was hysterical.
I love Gina even more after watching this episode. I really do.
Me too.
Just got to put it out there.
Exactly. We see this like mid-season trailer letting us know. I think that they were all catching on that we were starting to get sleepy. Because, you know, the highlight was Emily telling Kelly that she was going to kill her. We love it. Shane stirring up the trouble. We see a little preview of him coming up next episode.
Oh,
what? What is up with Shane? Why don't you guys like him?
I just don't know about Shane. He's just so nosy, just all in the business.
Yeah.
Not even holding the orange.
His teeth. He has nice teeth.
Not even holding the orange. You know,
we all
literally this child. Stop it. Talking about, you think we'll have another child? You think I'm going to be 6'1"? Shame. Oh. Just say no.
Emily's boo. Like, all that she wants is another baby.
But it's like, come on. Like, you don't have to be sarcastic to your wife. Just simply say, oh, babe, I don't see that
you
coming.
You gotta be sarcastic with these kind of heavy, deep conversations on live TV. I would be making all sorts of jokes. Ooh, sarcasm.
I would have this little butt out when we stopped filming. Oh, so what? You gonna be 6'1"? We would have been got, oh, yeah. We would have got into it.
That would be me also. Yes, but I like that kind of banter with my significant other. Like, mm-hmm. we banter all the time like that. Mm-hmm. He gives me stuff all the time. I think it's because I act like a housewife.
I do too, Loki.
He's like, you're ridiculous. All right, so this mid-season trailer gave us some. So what do we think about the rest of the season? I feel like Vicky's going to get in trouble. I feel like Shannon gets mad at Tamara, walks away. Mm-hmm. What do we think about this? We have a couple minutes.
Yeah, I think I can't stop thinking about Gina and her drama of her divorce. Right. But I feel like that's just going to be continuous. But I don't want it to be. Just because I feel like she's talking about it every single episode so far. So I kind of need a little bit of change. So I'm hoping that she changes a little bit. But then the girls, I feel like a girls' trip is coming up. That adds on more drama. And I feel like at the end of it, Gina's just going to be emotionally exhausted. Mm-hmm. And she's just going to break down and let it all out.
Maybe it'll be maybe Vicky will get on the motorcycle again. Maybe we'll see that. Mm-hmm. Carrie Y is like, well, what happened to Vicky and the motorbike? Lots of screaming. That's what happened.
They drove off into the sunset.
I would be screaming too. Ugh, they're so scary. They're kind of fun though.
I know. I do see Gina though. Really? Hopefully she's going to talk to her man. I'm seeing a little bit of her man coming on the show, especially when she's like, I'm afraid I'm going to lose his side of the family.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like that's going to be a door open where he'll come on and she'll be like, will we still be the same? Will I still see the nephews?
Really?
Somehow he has to come in here. Like, we know. Have to
we
see
have not
him.
Gotten anything.
We got to get a little
I feel like Bravo would have given us, like, even like a glimpse of like a doorway opening or something. Like,
or like his shoes as he's walking. I mean,
he's barely on the internet. I can only find like this one picture of him in a backwards hat. Like,
I'm not waiting so to the reunion.
He is cute.
If he doesn't come now, he's coming at the reunion. No. I definitely see him just opening this door.
But when we're talking about them being cute, it's time to go. Guys, that is our show. Thank you so much for watching. Make sure to keep up with us. Make sure to follow us on all the things because we got some exciting things going on over here. Mm-hmm. Catch me in 2 weeks, October 14th on HBO. Woo! I'm opposite Jennifer Garner. It's a small part, but it's a fabulous part.
Yeah.
I'm technically on episode 2. Make sure to check it out. It's going to be fantastic. And I love you guys, and I love AfterBuzz. Thank you, Maria and Kevin and Phil and everyone for letting me do this, and my co-hosts, I love them.
Likewise. Thank you to everyone. Hey, guys, my name is Maite Creo. You can find me everywhere at This Is Maite. And Thursday nights, Shots of Sunset, 8 o'clock. We just had MJ in last week, so go check that out. And we have more coming, so stay tuned.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Yes, everybody, it's Howard the Third. You can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Howard the Third. And you can watch me on Keeping Up with the Kardashians. I mean, who doesn't want to keep up with them, right? We do it on Sundays, 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Come over there. I'll be waiting.
Kanye's breaking down.
Oh, Lord.
He's going a little cuckoo. Kanye, Trump, they're all cuckoo.
Poor
bye,
Kanye.
Guys. Thank bye. You. We'll see you next Monday. Bye, After Buzzers.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.